news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost is a friar of the province of Malta and is serving as a missionary in Durres. The preaching today is entitled, Three Important Things.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another, all will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance, for I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the word of the Lord. In chapter 9 of his Gospel, Luke tells us that when Jesus saw that the time was coming to complete his mission on earth, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. Later, Luke tells us that some Pharisees went to Jesus to tell him to leave Herod's territory, for he wanted to kill him. In reply, Jesus told them to go and tell Herod, "Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way." In Jerusalem, Jesus went to the temple, and he saw rich people giving their gifts to the temple out of their abundance. He also saw a poor widow who, out of her poverty, gave all she had to the temple, 2 small copper coins. Because some people were admiring the beauty of the temple and the generosity of the gifts dedicated to God, Jesus brought to their attention the fact that the poor widow was indeed more generous than the wealthy people. Jesus took this opportunity to tell them 2 things. First, that all this beauty and wealth will be thrown down. Not one stone will be left upon another. He also told them to beware not to be led astray. Unfortunately, we still need to listen to Jesus' word, for there are many false prophets who, directly or not, say, "I am he, I am the Savior," and they trouble and frighten good people into believing that the time is very near for Jesus to come again. "Do not go after them," he told the people. We humans are curious, and we ask questions, and we want answers. We still ask, "When will this be?" and "What will be the sign?" For Jesus himself spoke of his second coming in glory and power, and Malachi, in today's first reading, speaks of the day that will come when, for all the arrogant and all evildoers, the day that comes shall burn them up. But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. However, Jesus said, do not be terrified, for the end will not follow immediately. This will give you an opportunity to testify to my name. We might ask, what are we to do? Last April, I was in hospital for a surgery. All went well, thank God. Before being discharged from hospital, the doctor who did the surgery told me, do what I tell you, and you will enjoy life. He instructed me to do three things. He told me to keep a healthy diet. Don't eat too much, he told me. Don't eat too little, but give your body the food it needs. Avoid as much as possible salt, sugar, and animal fats. He told me to walk at least 30 minutes daily. Don't go too fast. Don't go too slowly. Find your optimal speed, he told me. Lastly, he gave me his personal mobile phone number and told me to contact him whenever I had questions to ask. He promised to answer me as soon as possible. He kept his word. Sometimes he answered my message minutes after I contacted him, for his mobile phone was always with him. Meditating on today's gospel, I found that Jesus, our heavenly doctor, asks us to do the same three things. He asks us to follow a good diet, see whom to listen, in whom to put your trust, and what to believe, that is, beware that you are not led astray. He asks us to exercise daily. Jesus asked those he called to him, follow me, and told them that they would be persecuted. This will give you an opportunity to testify on my behalf, he told them. My surgeon made it a point that I should not be satisfied with walking at home, but to go out and walk in the streets. Jesus did this, for he wanted to meet people. Finally, he asks us to pray and to talk to him whenever we need. He did not give us his phone number, but we know we can always contact him. He insists, I tell you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Maybe I am exaggerating a little bit, but it seems to me that these three things are included in the Our Father prayer. We say, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, by which we oblige ourselves to do what he tells us to. We ask, give us this day our daily bread, a good and healthy diet, not too much and not too little, enough so we do not accumulate things on earth. We ask, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's a good following in Jesus' footsteps, who forgave those who crucified him. We ask him, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's a sustained attitude of prayer, which Jesus practiced. He was always in contact with his Father. The prayer that Jesus taught us covers all we need to live a healthy life on earth, which is the anteroom of heaven, and which will lead us into heaven itself. He told us that we ought always to pray and not lose heart.
Oh.